It's Saturday morning. Time for a look at Radio On The Go Sports. A lot going on today. And quite a few ball games going on last night. Let's start with the ladies first. As Belmont Clemmy wins a thriller 9-8 over Eagle Grove last night. Clarksville, no problem with Don Bosco. The Indian Gals with an 11-0 victory over the Dons. West Fork ladies win 7-5 over Northwood Kensett. Dyke, New Hartford splitting a doubleheader with Sumner Fredericksburg. Wolverines win the first one 4-3, but Sumner Fred Cougars come back to win over D&H 13-5. The AGWSR Cougar softball crew falls to Cedar Falls 8-6. And Grundy Center ekes one out over South Hardin, their neighbors on Highway 175 down there. 1-0, Spartans over the Tigers. Let's take a look at the baseball side of things. Last night, the West Fork Warhawks pull out a 7-5 win on the road at Northwood Kensett. North Iowa defeats Rockford in baseball 10-6. And take a look at Roland Story and 12-0 win over Iowa Falls Alden. It was Dyke New Hartford, a double win over Sumner Fredericksburg, 10-0 and 12-5. Waterloo Columbus downs Applington Parkersburg, 5-1 in baseball. And Grundy Center wins 2-0 over South Hardin on the baseball diamond last night in Grundy Center. Four Cyclones were named to the Walter Camp preseason All-American team announced Thursday by the Walter Camp Football Foundation. All-Americans from 2020, Charlie Kolar, tight end, Brees Hall, running back, and Mike Rose, linebacker, was selected to the first team, while senior center Colin Newell named to the second team. Kolar returns for his senior season as one of the best tight ends in the country. The two-time All-American and two-time first Big 12 selection was one of three finalists for the Mackey Award and is on pace to shatter virtually all tight end marks in Cyclone history. Also, Brees Hall finished sixth in the Heisman Trophy battling. He was one of the three finalists for the Doak Walker Award in 2020. And Rose was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year and an All-Big 12 First Team recipient in 2020. Rose, who has started all 38 games in his outstanding career, was named to multiple All-America teams in 2020 and has earned All-Big 12 recognition in each of his three seasons. Also, Newell, a native of Ames, started all 12 games and was a first-team All-Big 12 recipient in 2020. He will enter his senior season with 26 career starts at center. KLMJ, of course, your home for Cyclone football all season long. You can listen to games and the coaches' show starting this fall on KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. Speaking of some more football here, some preseason things going on in the FCS world, meaning UNI football, top 25. UNI, as well as five other Missouri Valley schools, are in that top 25 in the Athlon Sports preseason poll. James Madison is number one. North Dakota State is rated number two. Sam Houston, third. South Dakota State, fourth. And Delaware is fifth. North Dakota comes in number seven. Southern Illinois is rated ninth. And Northern Iowa coming in number 14 in the country. So the Panthers, again, number 14 in the preseason football poll for this coming fall. And Missouri State at number 25. Of course, never too early to talk college football. At least the preseason polls are starting to come out already. And, of course, your home for Panther football is our sister station, 98.9 KQCR. The Drake University football team will play an 11-game schedule this fall. The program announced on Thursday. Drake will start the season inside Drake Stadium against Division II West Virginia Wesleyan on Thursday, September 2nd. Back-to-back road trips to Montana State and North Dakota follow on September 11th and 18th. The Bulldogs welcome Valparaiso on September 25th to start their 8-game Pioneer Football League slate. They begin PFL road play at Butler then on October 2nd, and the rest of the month includes a home game against Dayton on October 9th, a road contest at San Diego October 16th, and a home game versus Stetson on the 23rd. Drake will enjoy a bye week before starting the final month of the regular season at Marist on November 6th. PFL newcomer St. Thomas travels to Drake Stadium on November 13th. The Bulldogs will close the regular season at Davidson, which won the 2021 PFL spring season title. As we get into the heart of the month of June, it's a good time to head out and do a little fishing. Here's the latest report courtesy of the Iowa DNR, a fishing report at Beads Lake. Conditions on black crappie are slow, while conditions on yellow bass are fair. Bluegill conditions, though, are good at this time at Beads Lake, as it's recommended to use a piece of crawler under a bobber, small piece of crawler on a bobber near the shore. At Clear Lake, conditions on bluegill are also good, while walleye conditions are fair. When fishing for walleye, recommended to use a jig tipped with a minnow or crawler near vegetation. on the North Shore. Anglers are having success using minnows from the docks, especially early in the morning. Yellow bass conditions are slow at Clear Lake. At Crystal Lake, black crappie, bluegill, and largemouth bass conditions are all fair at this time. And down at Pine Lake, upper and lower bluegill conditions are good, while largemouth bass are fair at lower Pine Lake, and black crappie are fair at upper Pine Lake. And for more information, you can go to iowadnr.gov, or you can go to also the Clear Lake Fish and Wildlife Office. Call them at 641-357-3517. Of course, it's Saturday, and that means we have the Sports Beat shows, the Mortz Water Company Sports Beat show here on KLMJ, featuring Hampton Dumont, Cal head softball coach Kelsey Enslin, and Rockford head coach Michaela Hoffman, talking Bulldog and Warrior softball. First, we'll talk to Coach Enslin. The Bulldogs find themselves fighting for the top spot in the North Central Conference. Is what it's being a very competitive season. The Bulldogs are right in the middle of the pack, led by Avery Hansen, the Bulldogs' ace pitcher and top bat. H.D. Cal has been battling with Webster City and Fort Dodge St. Edmund for tops in the conference. Enslin says that is the expectation for her team.
You know, I think looking at our conference right now, we have a little bit of a mix-up as far as who's where, and it's kind of all over the place. Webster City and St. Ed's are kind of hanging out at the top right now, which we played both of them, and I think our goal still lies, you know, getting to the top of the conference or getting as high as we possibly can in the conference. And then looking past that, I think making a run in the postseason, and I think the girls believe that, and I definitely believe that we can be a force to be reckoned with if we can get everything aligned come July.
We'll also check in with Rockford softball squad as they grind their way through a difficult top of Iowa East Conference. The Warriors have had their ups and downs through the first few weeks of the season, but head coach Michaela Hoffman is pleased by the leadership her RRMR seniors have displayed this summer.
So I have five seniors this year. They are just great kids. I think we're pretty lucky here in Rockford. We really produce some quality people, but you know, they've played hard. They do great things, and they're great leaders. They've really stepped up to the plate this year and taken the younger kids under their wing.
And don't miss this week's edition of the Mortz Water Company Sports Beat as we talk all things Bulldog and Warrior softball. And that airs coming up at 8:30 this morning until 9 o'clock on 104.9 KLMJ and RadioOnTheGo.com. Over on KQCR, we're going to talk Grundy Center softball with Andy Lebo, their coach, and Dighton Hartford girls soccer with Kat Baring recapping this past spring season. And today, high school baseball, Hampton Dumont Cal versus Carlisle. That's down at Riverfront Stadium in Waterloo. And then they'll also play Davenport West, the Bulldogs will. So two big games against Carlisle and Davenport West for HD Cal baseball. Hampton Dumont Cal softball at the North Butler Tournament. Iowa Falls Alden is at the Waverly Shell Rock Tournament going on today. Some of the activities on our high school sports schedule, and also the Med City Freeze. That's right, the Med City Freeze amateur football team at Alden against the Midwest Rampage. 6 o'clock start time, that is, for the game tonight. Part of Alden Days going on there. We'll be broadcasting live a little bit later from Alden Days. We'll be in the parade there. We'll be in the Green River Days parade at 11 as well. And we'll be at Coulter Fun Days also in the parade. And we'll hear from Sue Folliwell in just a moment. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting on KLMJ for sports.